getting bigger and broader. More and more states are getting involved, particularly at the state capitals. And we may be getting something that can really be frightening by Monday, by the time the directive of the Nigerian Labour Congress and the Trade Union Congress directives are implemented, in which case, we're now talking of total paralysis of the economy in terms of people not going to work, and we may be experiencing shutting down of the borders and, of course, the seaports and the airports, depending on how people respond. All along, it's been a kind of spontaneous reaction of the people.
How do you think the government and the security forces will react?
The first reaction that was witnessed immediately after the removal of the subsidy was in Abuja, where a former member of the House of Representatives led some people, a number of people, students, youths and others, registering their dissatisfaction with that move. And what started as a peaceful protest suddenly became rowdy as a result of firing of tear gas canisters at the crowd in order to disperse them. So generally, the protests have been peaceful, but again, maybe in an attempt by the security forces to prevent protests getting rioters, they probably employ some measures that could be counterproductive. For example, like the firing of tear gas canisters, which could then infuriate the protesters. I think on Monday, we can only wait and see what the reaction will be on a general basis.
How strong will the protests and the strike need to be in order to get the government to change its mind?
If one were to go by the pronouncement of the Minister of Information, the mouthpiece of government, following the meeting of the Federal Executive Council that took place, the position as of then and still is now is that it is no going back situation. Government has taken its decision and not ready to go back. But then it will be difficult to predict how strong the protest will be to compel the government to revert to the status quo. It will be difficult to predict that. But then I also do believe that it is not in the interest, it will not be in the interest of government to allow this national protest, a national strike or downing of tools to go for too long, because that will paralyze the economy and it will affect the economy very, very badly.